Benghazi's interest is up, the network's ratings are low.
How do those two tie in? More on this week's Political QRM.
Lock and load.
Well, you know what? I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. I said last week that the Benghazi hearings, if there was stuff in there and it had already been proved that there were some valid information in there that the Obama administration had ignored or covered over, that the networks would go and jump on it, and they have. They've jumped on it. And the reason they're jumping on it...
Yes, why?
The reason...
Why?
I will tell you why.
Please, tell me.
Because I have a report here that actually says that the U.S. broadcast ratings have gotten to the point where the ad rates are the lowest they have been in many, many, many years. So, as I said last week, the only way that they would do it is if they could get some capital from it. And that's what looks like is happening.
When it comes to profit,
yes,
nobody is sacred.
Yes. Now, you see, the thing is, though, that is the big difference between our media and the media that was part of the Soviet Union or Communist China.
That's true.
Because, yes, because they are still a capitalistic organization in which there is a bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
So, money talks, folks.
That's right.
Yes. So, yeah, they are picking up on it. I mean, they're being dragged, and they're kicking and screaming.
But there's blood in the water.
But there is blood in the water, and they're smelling it. And there is... Now I found out the reason... why they have been so reluctant. Now, I brought up this article from Newsbusters, which is part of the Media Research Council, and it's by Noel Shepard. And he says that CBS News President David Rhodes and ABC News President Ben Sherwood, now, both of them have siblings that not only work at the White House, that not only work for Obama, but they work at the National Security Council on foreign policy issues directly related to Benghazi. And,
isn't that special?
Yeah. And there's actually a video here by Richard Grinnell. He's a political consultant and media commentator. But this is the way it goes. CBS President David Rhodes, his brother is Ben Rhodes, who is a deputy for the National Security Advisor for Strategic Command.
Oh, really?
Yeah. ABC President Ben Sherwood's sister is Dr. Elizabeth Sherwood Randall, and she's a special assistant to Obama.
Hmm.
It gets a little bit deeper. Now, there's a CNN bureau chief, Virginia Mosley. She's married to Tom Nidus, who was Hillary Clinton's deputy. There you go. There you go. And then CBS News has the absolute gall to turn on Cheryl Atkinson and saying that she's wading dangerously close to advocacy on Benghazi. She wants to report on it. And it's just like, so I predict also Cheryl Atkinson is probably going to wind up going to Fox. Because it looks like she wants to report the news no matter who it hurts.
She's a true journalist.
Well, you know, I'm beginning to see that. I'm beginning to see that.
Hmm.
So
we can't have that.
Oh, God forbid. Well, the thing is here, especially with Ben Rhodes, it looks like he was the one that helped change the talking points on this.
Oh, you mean the talking points that changed 25 times?
Yeah, 12.
Or 12?
Was it
12 times? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought I heard 25 times later this week, but...
Yeah. It's just so ridiculous. Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that interesting? I mean, it's amazing.
But the Republicans made him do that.
Yeah, the Republicans made him do that. And they did have the hearings. And Gregory Hicks, who was a lifetime, he's a career State Department person. And interesting thing that ABC tried to sit on is that Mr. Hicks is a registered Democrat, and he voted for Obama and Hillary.
Oh, okay. I see on a Drudge headline here, NBC spiked story.
Oh, NBC spiked the story?
Yeah.
Okay, they did. Okay, they spiked it. But okay. It's interesting. It's interesting. I thought it was ABC. But, you know, okay, now they're all, you know, they all have a hand in suppressing it, suppressing everything. But he brought up some really interesting testimony and heart-rendering.
Well, you know, this whole thing happened ages ago. Matter of fact, since the last time we talked on this show, another millennium has passed.
That's true, according to Jane Carney. Yeah, but unfortunately, Jay Carney, this past week, he had to try and answer some tough questions. Because, again...
Was he sweating?
Yeah, he was. He was. And the thing is that now he's... It's in total spin. It is in total spin.
Mm.
Now, you see, the thing is that they're trying to, you know, they keep, oh, geez, I'm going to tell you something. I mean, there's just so much out of that testimony. First thing, Representative Gowdy, Trey Gowdy, came out and just asked Mr. Hicks a bunch of pointed questions. And they only required yes or no answers. And he said, you know, did Ambassador Stevens say, that they were having demonstrations? No. Did he say that there were people, you know, standing outside? No. What did he say? He called me and he said, Greg, we're under attack. Attack.
That's a different story than what we were told.
Oh, yeah, no, it was the video.
I have a conspiracy theory about this, though.
Uh-oh, what?
I think the White House is willing to take this hit and blame it all on Hillary so that they can get her out of the way so she can't run in 2016. And then their boy, Rahm Emanuel, will come in and run.
I think you're really pushing on that Rahm Emanuel thing because he's got some real problems in Chicago.
He does, but that doesn't mean
anything. That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, how often do you hear about that?
Yeah, I think eventually that Hillary is going to be sacrificed. Because
there's great love between the White House and Hillary.
No, there's no great love between somebody in the DNC and Hillary Clinton, considering that they basically cut her off at the knees when she ran for president. I mean, all of a sudden, Barack Obama came out of nowhere.
Right. Yeah.
I was like, who is this guy? I mean, she was on her way. She was basically going to be crowned.
Right.
You know, I mean, this was basically a coronation for her.
No, the powers that be in the DNC. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, don't forget, Bill and Hillary have been around for quite a while, and especially when they were in Arkansas and everything, and when the time in the White House, they really stepped on a lot of toes and cut off a lot of heads and everything like that. So
probably ticked off Soros.
I don't know. They ticked off somebody because, darn it, you know, I really think that she is going to take the hit for this.
Mm-hmm.
And because I really don't think that the media is going to allow the first Black American president to be impeached. Although...
Mm-hmm.
There might be some hard evidence
it's
that will point
happen.
To him. No, I know. But it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
But I'll be honest with you. If we can get Hillary out of the way, that would be great. Because
it depends on who's going to come in and replace.
See, I don't know, because the thing is, I think what we'll do then is open up the field to a lot of people.
Rahm is young.
Yeah, he's not that young. Are you kidding? He's in his 50s.
That's young when you're running for president.
Yeah, well,
I'm telling you, he's part of the team.
I don't know.
It's a new team. Running the Democrats right now.
Yeah, it's all communists.
The Clintons are out.
Yeah, they're socialists. You know, now we have the communists. And, you know, I really believe that. But the Benghazi testimony by Mr. Hicks especially, I mean, he basically got choked up a few times. And then, of course, the Republicans would ask questions, and they would ask questions based on the information that he said. You know, the fact that when he went through what was happening in Tripoli as far as them getting ready for an attack and trying to get a hold of the people there, they would ask, you know, what the timeline. The Democrats would ask for their 5 minutes, and Elijah Cummings, for some stupid reason, from the state of Maryland, by the way, so what does that tell you? my apologies to my conservative friends in Maryland, but you already know what you have to deal with there.
The big election in Maryland is the Democratic primary.
Oh, my gosh.
Because whoever wins that wins in November.
Yeah. Yeah. He just thinks that that Hicks, Benghazi testimony was distorted and manipulated by the Republicans. So how do they do that? Do they tell him ahead of time what not to say? I mean, come on. The man voted for Obama. He voted for Hillary. He's a registered Democrat. Maybe he's just somebody that believes in the truth. You know?
No.
But then Cummings goes on into this. Oh, he becomes the sage of the Democrat Party, and he says the immortal words, death is a part of life. And your point is? Come on. I mean, for heaven's sake. Well, to me, in a way, though, that says to me what he's trying to do is minimize the deaths.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's trivial.
It's trivial. It's just a part of, you know, so he went off on that.
Circle of life.
Yeah. And then we had Carolyn Maloney from New York, who basically got up there. And a Democrat, she was the one whose husband was killed on the Long Island Railroad.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, I remember.
And that's
that.
Why she, yeah. So anyway, she got up there and she just started, made it into very partisan. She just basically attacked the Republicans, said it was, you know, they were trying to just, you know, manipulate everything. Same thing. And how this was just a partisan thing. And then we're finding out that, no, it really wasn't partisan. Now, Boehner is under pressure right now to appoint a select committee on Benghazi. I don't know if he'll do it because we know, you know, Boehner's probably sitting in a corner somewhere crying his eyes out about something. yeah, I know. He probably saw a puppy and kitten playing on TV or something.
You want me to do what?
Yeah, I know. I know. But, oh, God. Yeah. So I think that, seriously, the reason why the networks are, picking up on this is because of ad revenues. That's it. I mean, money talks, folks. I mean, this is it. This is the big difference. And I said last week they were going to pick it up if it meant money.
Yep.
And it means money.
I guess.
I was right. I'm not right too many times. I don't know.
I'm not saying anything about that.
Shut up. But this is not good. But they are going to sacrifice Hillary. I wonder when they're going to call her. They should call her. Why aren't they calling her? And where is she?
For what? To testify?
Yes.
I thought they were.
No, not at this point.
They will. Well,
she can sit there and say, what difference does it make whether it was a video or whether it was a demonstration for Americans and dead? Yeah, it does. It does make a difference. And it wasn't the video, Hillary.
Hmm. Because you knew that there was a problem there. And it was a security issue, potential issue, and you guys did nothing about it.
They asked for security, and they were told no.
Yes.
And another thing I want to know is, who told those forces to stand down?
Yes.
That can only come from the President of the United States.
Yes. Or... in the case, and this
or Valerie Jarrett.
This is what they'll say: is the president wasn't available, so somebody under him I gave that order.
He was asleep? No, excuse me. They can't say that because the president is always available. Okay?
But at 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. in the morning?
Yeah, that call came. He wasn't there. The president is always available.
Speaking of which, I sure wish they'd play that commercial on TV now. And they should have played it back in November.
No, they wouldn't.
Or October.
The one that ABC News got a hold of?
Yes.
Yeah, the RNC put a one together.
Yeah.
And it was all on Benghazi. And it was a fantastic and a very moving commercial with the phone ringing.
Mm-hmm.
And in the background, you hear people screaming. You hear Arabic being spoken. You hear explosions, which is, part of what was happening there at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And Obama wasn't there. And it was the Romney campaign that said no.
Yep.
Because they wanted their focus to be on the economy.
Yeah.
Excuse me. You know what, too? They're idiots. They really... They all worked for McCain. But the thing is, in order to run a successful political campaign, you have to be in touch with what is going on. And you have to turn everything on a dime.
Yep.
And you have to make changes, and you have to have a team that can grab everything and say, okay, this is our focus. This is what we focus on. And let me tell you who does that. The Democrats do that.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats, they are able to go back and forth and turn. Republicans, they set out this little schedule and this little plan, and they don't deviate from it.
No.
And that's why they're losing.
Yes.
Jeez.
Third party.
Yeah. And Senator Rand Paul, becoming one of my favorites right now. He challenged Hillary in an Iowa speech, telling her to come out and tell what's going on.
I did not know that.
Yeah. He is supposed to be up here in New Hampshire. He may run.
Hmm.
He mocked the Obama administration and delivered a blistering critique of her handling of the Benghazi attack. So, Ambassador Chris Stevens was just... What happened to that poor man is disgusting.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Yep. We'll push that. We'll brush that under the carpet.
Yeah. No, we don't want people to know, right?
Yeah. They were taking him to the hospital.
Yeah. Do you know that there was actually a picture, and by one of the mainstream media, one of these said, I have to find it, and the caption said, people rushing Ambassador Stevens to the hospital.
Yes, I know.
That was so disgusting. It was like, excuse me, no, to hell, they're dragging him through the streets. And where in the hell were the Marines? Come on. I mean, seriously, our forces are
They were told to stand down.
I know. And that's... But the thing is, Hillary was in contact with Mr. Hicks.
She got that 3 a.m. phone call?
She got that 3 a.m. phone call.
And she did what with it?
I don't know. She basically, he told her what was happening. She said, keep us informed.
Hmm. So now we know what Hillary would do if she gets the 3 a.m. phone call.
Yeah, keep me informed.
Jeez. I remember that military troops.
Yeah, remember that.
In case she becomes president in 2017.
God forbid. Last night I had a dream. I swear to God that Joe Biden became president.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I did. It was a nightmare. Honest to God.
More than a nightmare.
But the funny thing was, it was like I kept saying, wait a minute. Who the hell ran against him? Who was the Republican that ran against him? What'd you guys do? Honest to God, it was one of the most horrible dreams. I said, Biden, what?
The nation's idiot.
Oh, man.
As president? Oh, God. In a way, that's why I hope Obama does stay healthy for the next 3 years or so. 3.5 years. Because, look at the alternative. My God.
Well, my thing. God forbid. All right. Say Obama gets impeached or whatever. Yeah. Da, da, da. So what's his name takes over. So you know darn well this is the scenario that I have played out many times, and I have to say it. So Biden becomes president. So what's going to happen with Biden? Biden is going to be under great pressure to put a woman there. So it's going to be Hillary as vice president.
Oh, and then you think she'll...
And then I think what'll happen is that, gee, one morning he didn't wake up and found out it was alcohol poisoning.
Clintons have made more than one person disappear.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep. I shouldn't say they made them. I should just say that people have disappeared...
They have disappeared during
the Clinton administration. How's that?
Yep. Yep. Isn't that just wonderful? But, she's... Yeah, I know. Mm. So either way, I don't know. I do not know. I really wish that... Now, there are some Republicans that are taking this and running with it.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are those that are just sitting back, and I think either they're afraid, and they're more concerned with the immigration bill, like Marco Rubio. Oh, he's on my you know what list. I mean, my question on that is, he keeps insisting that it's immigration reform. So if it is immigration reform, mm-hmm. why aren't all the legal immigrants that are here that want to become citizens, why wouldn't they be automatically given citizenship?
Yeah. I mean, exactly. The ones that are actually spending thousands, and I mean thousands of dollars to become U.S. citizens.
Yes. And they are playing the game. They're talking to, you know, whoever they have to talk to.
Shouldn't they get instant amnesty?
They should get instant citizenship.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not going to happen. So if any of that gang of eight keeps saying that this is not an amnesty bill, oh, excuse me, all the hell, yes, it is. Because the only ones that are getting something out of it are the illegals. And again, we have to pay for it. $6.3 trillion. That's the way it looks like. That's how much it's going to cost. Yeah, it's like, yeah. Okay, so Rubio, he's, you know, so busy with that.
Well, I understand that Mexico's economy is picking up, so maybe we should think about migrating to
Mexico. Mexico. Oh, yeah.
There was a South Park episode about that.
Us migrating?
No, that the undocumented Democrats.
Americans? Oh.
That were over here in this country. All of a sudden, things started picking up in Mexico, and they were all trying to get back over the border. But then our country didn't know what they would do. They wouldn't have people to pick the vegetables and do the gardens and stuff. So they actually had guards at the border, preventing them from going back home to Mexico.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. And you know what? You know what is amazing about this administration too? Is that I can't believe this. Her name is Deborah J. King, and she is supposed to be the new ambassador to Libya.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know who she is.
Okay. Yeah, but... yeah. No, you know... But, okay.
Is Libya still a country?
Who the hell knows?
I'm not sure what's going on there. That's kind of dropped off the scope. The news cycle.
I don't know. You know, they're not even concerned with Syria. I don't know what's going on there.
Hmm. I have something a little closer to home I wanted to bring up. I don't know whether you have any.
I'm sorry. I got everything all mixed up. It wasn't Deborah J. King. It was, okay. All right. This is not good. Deborah K. Jones. That was her name. Deborah I'm sorry. yeah. Okay. Deborah K. Jones. No, but what I'm saying is yeah. that why are they sending a woman to Libya?
Oh, okay. Now I see where you're going with this.
They're sending a woman
yeah,
to Libya.
Okay.
The Islamists are
We're
gonna in
teach
charge.
Them.
Oh, give me a breath. I was just like, you know, and so she says, and then she says, they're having hearings, and she says, well, if something happens, I will pick up the phone. I'm sorry, that's what Ambassador Stevens
well,
did,
the
you
only
stupid
thing,
idiot.
The only thing that can make it better is to find out that she's Jewish.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either, but... Yeah.
I don't know.
That's interesting. Yeah, closer to home, and I don't know whether you've researched this, but we have been here in New Hampshire inundated with commercials. Now, it's not even a campaign season, but Kelly Ayotte, one of our senators here, a Republican, voted against the background check.
The gun control bill,
because, well, as she eloquently put it, it really doesn't do anything because we already have background checks, mm-hmm. and we should just strengthen the background checks we currently do, and also pay attention to more attention to mental health issues, because, you know, after all, it's the people with mental health issues that get a hold of guns that cause the damage. but for some reason, we're getting Kelly Ayotte commercials here in New Hampshire, and find out it's an organization that is funded and put together by Mayor Bloomberg of
yeah.
New York.
It's called the Mayors Against Illegal Guns.
And I just want to say, Mr. Bloomberg, stay the hell out of our state.
Yeah. Well, you know what, too? You know who else is doing it? It's called Americans for Responsible Solutions. That's the Gabby Giffords one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so those right. two are running ads against
okay.
her. And
well,
yeah.
I was getting tired of seeing them, and thank God now the NRA has come in and started correcting the
yeah.
lies.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, because, you know, what a lot of people don't realize is that one of the stipulations in that bill is that if you have a rifle, and say you have a son, and your mm-hmm. son wants to use your rifle to go hunting, mm-hmm. that's illegal.
Yes, you have to go through a background check,
yeah.
even if you want to hand it to him.
It's ridiculous. And it's like, what?
Right. And then when
you
your
can't
son,
lend your rifle oh. to somebody so they can go...
But then when your son hands it back to you, you again have to go through another background check. And that costs money every time you
it's
do it.
It's so stupid. It is the most inane...
They're trying to make it as expensive as possible to own a gun.
Mm-hmm.
So that people will not be able to afford to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they can't change the law or ignore the Constitution, then they will make it so expensive for people to own a gun that they just won't be able to do it.
Yeah, exactly. And NRA is doing a little bit of it, but it's also an organization called the American Future Fund. It's basically a conservative group. And in the past, they've dealt with the Benghazi issues and the economy, but they're the ones that are really backing her. Mm. You know, and they're all out of state. You know, those two groups are out of state. I mean, you have because don't forget, it's Bloomberg, and it's also who was it? I think it's Rahm Emanuel too. I can't remember.
Oh, probably. Well,
yeah,
you know.
Thought,
oh, you mean the next president of the United States?
Oh, don't say that. Don't you dare say that. Oh, no. Chris Christie wants to be the... If Chris Christie runs...
Well, first he's going to... Well, if he runs, he's going to run as a Democrat.
Definitely. Who knows? He may even be... If Hillary survives this, which I don't think she will, he could be her running mate.
Because Michelle Obama and Chris Christie were like bosom buddies.
Oh, they're
pals. She had glowing things to say about him.
Yeah. So, yeah, okay.
Either that or they're very worried about him and they're trying to turn Republicans against
him. Well, he's already done enough to turn Republicans against him.
His poll ratings are very high right now in New Jersey.
Because he has a big mouth. And
yeah,
as
a New Jerseyan,
we like big mouths. We do. We like people who can, seriously.
Like people who stand up.
Yeah.
And he does stand up.
Yeah, he does stand up, but... He has made a few appointments that are very, very troubling. And he's one of the first ones to scream out Islamophobia to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those guys. And no, it's not all Islamophobia. If it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's a duck, and they are doing the violence. So, so we have a bunch of, mushy people here. I mean, Chris Christie is one of them. I'm always of one.
Well, he's going to get thin here real soon.
Oh, yeah, he had the lap band surgery.
Yeah. Oh, he just had the lap band?
Yeah.
He didn't have the actual gastro where they sew up?
No.
Oh, that's better, because at least they can remove that when it fails. Which it will. I haven't seen anybody who's gotten that done.
He's actually lost 40 pounds.
I know. It works for a while, but then they go back to their... They go back to what they're used to. And
it stretches? Is that it?
It will stretch your stomach, which is not good for you. And people with that kind of weight, it's just not an eating problem. There is a metabolism problem. And, some people are just naturally fat, and it's a fight every day to stay thin. And it's very difficult. So and after a while, a lot of people just give up and go back to their...
It's just a shame.
Yeah.
Because
it's a tough...
It is.
It's a disease.
Yeah.
It is. But we'll see. I mean, you look... I can't think of his name. The minister from...
Huckabee.
He had it. He's starting to pork up again.
Is he really? I thought he started losing weight again.
I don't know. He started porking up a little bit.
Yeah.
Again.
Hey, they buried Tamerlan Tsarnaev in Virginia.
It's the marathon bomb. One of the marathon bombers.
Yeah, and unfortunately, nobody really told anybody down there. So a lot of people are really pissed.
I wonder what's going to happen there.
Including an Islamic group who didn't want him down there.
Hmm.
So I find that interesting.
Hmm.
it was prompted by this Methodist woman, I believe she was, who thinks that...
Well, I'll tell you.
As part of Jesus's... plan to help everybody. I'm like, what are you guys?
I would just hate to be a family who just recently had somebody in their family die in Virginia right now, because I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of fresh graves looked at and attacked.
They'll find them. Don't believe me. Come on, everybody talks to.
They take
else
two or Virginia. Three times. To- not him. Let's go to the next one.
Oh my god. I can see a lot of yahoos getting drunk, in the pickup truck and trying to find out where he is, because they're all going to piss on his grave. I tell you right now. About Virginians? Oh, yeah, it was not good. It's not a good thing. It really isn't.
So what else is in the news?
Gee, the IRS.
Oh!
Surprise! Wait a minute. We got it on different fronts here, okay? Yeah. It turns out that the IRS... is going to be the main organization responsible for enforcing Obamacare.
Really?
Yes, really. Okay. All right, follow me on this.
Okay.
So, when the Supreme Court, when Justice Roberts turned his vote and said it was a tax,
right?
I cursed him from here until, infinity. But actually, if you really think it over, he probably did us a favor.
Okay, how?
Because as a tax, it can be repealed. If the IRS is responsible for it, thereby enforcing his decision, it can be repealed. And yes, it can be repealed. Also, by the way, taxes, I believe, are supposed to begin in the House.
Yes.
This began in the Senate. So it can be repealed. Actually, Mitch McConnell and some other, and I even think John Boehner, they're starting to set into motion legislation, everything to start to repeal it. Because it was it is a tax. So that's good on that point. So maybe, just maybe, we may get rid of this damn thing before it really takes effect. You know, it's sort of like, you know, a tick. You know, if it stays on really long, it, you know.
Just it just gets bloated.
Bloated, yeah. So that's what this is about.
That's good. But, you know. I don't know. But I, you know, what was the White House's response when the IRS came out and said, oh, yeah, we were actually looking at Tea Party type.
Oh, yeah. It's Bush's fault. No joke. Jay Carney said, well, you know, the head of the IRS was a Bush political appointee.
Taking orders from a democratically controlled White House.
Hello. I'm sorry. Hello. Hello. I mean, here they are. Yeah, Tea Party and also Jewish groups. Seriously, Jewish groups were being looked at by the IRS. Yeah, whoops, sorry, I keep doing that.
That's because you're trying to look out the window.
Yeah, I can't look out the window. Yeah, well, yeah, here I look at...
Well, it was a nice rainy day when we started.
Yeah, now it's beautiful, sunny, and I just might get out and we'll mow the lawn.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe the back, I'll do the back. But anyway, So the IRS is targeting Tea Party, and the IRS apologized. You know what? That's another organization that's got to be taken away. Seriously,
there would be a unemployment would go up 50% if you got rid of the IRS. They hire a lot of people.
And then the people that make their living off of combating the IRS, you know. It's just amazing the fact that, yeah, they have been targeted. The Tea Parties have been targeted. Of course, you know, I mean, make things as difficult as possible for these people to oppose Obama and the Democrats. You know, let's try it. I mean, and they're doing it. They were doing it. And there were a bunch of organizations that they kept saying, no, sorry, this is not, you can't register it as a 503C or whatever it is. And because they said something to them about, because you're going in opposition to the government or something stupid like that. And that's why... It wasn't a bunch of rogue IRS employees anyway.
I was going to say, that's a scary thing.
They were targeting them to see if they were violating the tax exempt status. That's what that was about. So, And the words, groups with Tea Party, Patriot, or 912 Project in the names were being flagged for additional and often burdensome scrutiny. There you go. They were doing it. And what do that? They think that it's because you're against Obama. And he hasn't personally condemned it. He hasn't said a darn thing.
No.
Hasn't said a darn thing.
Okay, well, part of this may be to defuse Benghazi a little bit. Let's spread out our things.
But do you know what? The fact that the IRS is targeting Tea Party organizations is not.
Well, nobody likes Tea Party organizations.
Yeah, I know.
After
but you know
all,
what?
They're horrible, terrible
it's
people.
It's not going to get the media.
The racist.
No, it's not going to get the media to say, you know, let's focus on this because this is going to make us more money. No. No. I think Benghazi is a
I'm telling you, one of the things, though, is you don't want to have a story that might stick be the only thing in the news. Let's spread it out a little.
Sure. And there are a bunch of Navy SEAL families. The Navy SEALs that were killed in 2011, especially in that helicopter, big helicopter crash, they are saying the government is to blame. They blame them for the tragedy. They say 30 Americans were killed in that aircraft, in that helicopter. And most of them belong to the same unit as those that carried out the raid on Osama bin Laden.
Really? When did that happen?
2011. And what they did was, basically, is that instead of them keeping them, and you know this and I know this and everybody knows this, instead of keeping them undercover, they revealed that it was SEAL Team 6. So obviously, they were a target for the Taliban.
Yep.
And now the families are saying that you're responsible. And we want justice done.
Well, and they like everything else that the White House should take responsibility for with the famous the buck stops here. That doesn't happen with this administration. The buck stops there and there and there and there and there and there, but not here.
Yeah. It basically, for that that crash, it was basically an attack. It was shot down by insurgents, and they were targeted.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, Barack Obama.
Mm.
Because, you know, because they said that never before in the history of this country has a sitting president released the names and the...
It's a very seclusive, secretive organization.
Yes.
Because
of the work that they do.
Right.
And just like... It's like anything for this guy.
Oh, he had to brag to his...
show that he is being a leader.
To all his Hollywood friends, you know, it was something to talk about when one of the nice parties that they have at the White House constantly.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's not at the taxpayer's expense. Really?
Baloney. Yeah. Everything that he does is at the taxpayer's expense. Yeah. It is. Hey, a little bit of a interesting thing about at the Vatican this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good old Pope Francis gave the Catholic Church new saints, including hundreds. This was started by Pope Benedict, but he continued it. And hundreds of 15th century martyrs who were beheaded for refusing to convert to Islam. Sorry. They're called the Martyrs of Otranto, and there were 813 Italians who were slain in a southern Italian city in 1480 for defying demands by Turkish invaders who overran the citadel to renounce Christianity.
So we know where the Pope stands on.
Yeah, he pushed it through.
That's a lot of saints at one time.
813 Italians. Exactly.
Has there ever been that many saints done at the same time?
I don't think so. I know there was always...
Now, is this just promoting that? Nominating them or whatever you do?
No. He canonize them.
He can do that without going through, or have they been going through?
No, they have been going through.
Yeah.
And the process had been started, and
I wonder what the miracle was.
No, it wasn't a miracle that they were beheaded. They can be. They don't have to be. They don't have to do miracles. On some of them, they can be
just
martyrs. Okay. You know, if you sacrifice your life for the church, it's more about, like, for example, like Pope John Paul II. Well, there were miracles supposedly in conjunction, you know, with when people asked for prayer and medical miracles. So there was that.
Anything else?
Well, there's tons of stuff going on. I mean, I could talk forever and ever here.
Okay.
When are we moving to Texas?
I think we should go on a vacation there first.
I've been to Texas. It's too damn hot.
I've been to Texas, too. I spent almost a year there in the military. The basic training didn't count because we really didn't get to go anywhere.
Did you live down there?
Yeah.
Okay, for basic training?
For
well, 6 weeks, right? 12 weeks?
6 weeks in basic training, of which mm-hmm. we got to go, I got to go out to on the town two nights.
Because you were a good boy.
I was, because we won the tug of war.
Let me guess, you were the point?
I was the back guy.
You were the back
on the tug of war team. And we won, so we got an extra day out on the town.
Wow.
And then, of course, I spent my tech school time up at Goodfellow Air Force Base in San Angelo, Texas. Now, you can't get any more Texas than San Angelo.
Yeah. Well,
that's right in the heart of Texas.
Yeah, and, you know, Obama was there because he wanted to tout, you know, Texas's, you know, economy and how good they... And they actually had him in a cowboy hat. Oh my God.
There is some concern now. Of course, the Democrats have already said that they're targeting Texas to try to turn it to a blue state. Good luck with that. However, there is a potential problem here that because Texas is one of the top 10, if not the number one, place for businesses, a lot of businesses, including California businesses, which are failing in California because of all the tax stuff, well, they're moving their companies to Texas. And that means their employees come with them.
Yes.
That's
and no.
That's a problem.
Yes and no. Because I think a lot of employees will stay in California because of the lifestyle. Because a lot of people embrace California because of the lifestyle.
Well, let's hope that's the case.
I have a Twitter buddy down there, and he says to me, "No way." He says, "No way."
Good.
He said, "There will be a war before that happens."
Good.
He said, "No, no." And this man is, you know, born and bred Texan, and you know.
Yeah.
He said, no, not going to happen.
So, I hope so.
I don't know. I told him, I said, you know, I said, he calls him a bozo, but
I wouldn't mind
fine.
I wouldn't mind going down and visiting Texas. It's been 30 years since I've been there last. Well, yeah. Yes, 30 years. Yeah. It doesn't, I don't count stopping at the Houston airport. for 3 hours. No. Layover of 3 hours.
Yeah, I don't know. Where would one go in Texas? I don't know.
Dallas is a nice area. Okay. Actually, somewhere
Austin?
Between San Antonio.
San Antonio.
And, San Antonio
walk?
Gets a little warm. Yeah, Riverwalk
is
right there. That's very
beautiful.
Nice. And, of course,
the Alamos. Round Hill, Texas, that area.
I don't know where Round Hill is.
I have no idea. Well, all I know is that they have tons and tons of antique stores there. So I'd be perfectly happy.
And I've heard that a very nice area, although probably the most liberal spot in Texas, is the capital, Austin.
Austin, yes.
But
it is very liberal.
But I've heard if you go in the suburbs, it tends to...
Yeah. Really?
Turn back, yeah. But...
We'd have to...
So somewhere between
study a map.
San Antonio and Austin would be, and they put that new highway in where I don't think there's a speed limit between
Whoa.
San Antonio and Austin.
Yeah, so. Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, so Obama was down there, and well, basically what he's trying to do is combat Ted Cruz too.
Yes, they're trying to make him the poster boy for GOP. But go ahead.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. I mean, he's been punching the GOPers in the face, too.
Yeah.
And I say, go for it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, right now we have Ted Cruz who's said, listen, you know this this immigration bill? We got to close the border first. You know?
Well,
and they voted it down. I mean, he tried to put in an amendment, and they voted it down.
But you know, the Dems have come out and said that... Cruz can't run for president because he was born in Canada.
To an American mother.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does matter.
Well.
When he was born, what were the laws at the time? Yeah, I know. You're trying to make a thing like Obama.
Well, I'm just showing the hypocrisy.
Yeah, of course it's hypocritical. Of course it is.
Of both parties.
Oh, sure.
Because if one says A, the other one has to say B. Yeah. When the first party says B, then the other party changes to A.
But I'll be honest with you, I still don't know where the hell Obama was born and what the laws were at the time of his birth.
Yeah. And I don't know when Cruz was born. How old is Cruz?
Younger than Obama.
Really? Because
Obama's what, 46?
No, he's 50.
Oh, he is 50.
Yeah, he's 50 now. So
hell, he looks a heck of a lot
older. Or 51. He might even be 51. I think he was born in 60, 61.
Yeah, he was born in 61, I believe. Okay. Ted Cruz is 42 years old.
Holy cow. So that means he was born in 1970.
70. 70. 1970.
70 or 71.
So he's going to be, he's born 1970, and he's going to be 43.
Wow. I'm sorry, but I remember this.
Shut up. I very vaguely remember the 1970s.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, right, okay.
That's not the year you graduated from high school, was it?
No. No.
Wasn't that far off, though? 4 years?
4 years, all right. Okay. Hey, listen, I know some women in their 30s don't look as good as I do, so knock it off. So Ted Cruz, I mean, wow. Wow. I like him.
Yeah.
He's really ticked off the Republicans.
Good.
The mainstream.
About time.
Republicans.
Means he's doomed.
McCain. Not necessarily. You know, I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people are getting ready to tell a lot of the Republicans to go pound sand.
And that's
by the way. Donations to the RNC and to the senatorial campaigns.
Yeah.
Dropped off.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. They're trying really hard. And the stupid Republicans think that, oh, gee, all they have to do is to appeal to the Hispanics. You know, and it's just like, no, that's not how you're going to do it, folks. They're all going to be Democrat voters. Because the Democrats are going to, you know, make them, they're going to remind them again and again. But, yeah. So, I like Ted Cruz. Marco Rubio, you know, you blew it, buddy. You really did. You did!
There's not really too many Republicans that stand out right
well,
now.
Well, I'll tell you, Rand Paul stands out to me.
Mm-hmm. There are no Ronald Reagans, that's for sure.
No, you know, see, the thing is that Ronald Reagan did not become Ronald Reagan until he was in office. You know, I mean, he already had his conviction of beliefs, he knew what he believed in.
Yeah.
Believe me, I mean, Mitt Romney was no was no Ronald Reagan. And, yeah, no. Mm-mm. You know, the thing is about Mitt Romney, and I know I'm turning this over again, but he just didn't have it. He didn't even want to run.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even want to run. So, you know.
And why did he?
He was pressured, basically. He was pressured. I mean, you know, to me, you don't run for president unless, you know, there's something there. And he just, you know, and the fact that, you know, I remember when during the primaries and he kept winning and winning and winning. And I'm like, what the heck is this guy winning? And people said to me, well, you know, Romney is winning, you know, so some people like him. Then I finally realized why. Because he would go into the other states and he would put out these killer ads against all of his Republican opponents. And then this is the way I look at it. People probably figured, hey, this guy's going to fight. Okay, fine. I will vote for him. I like the way he goes out. But when it came to the general election, he completely blew it. He said, nope, we're going to play nice guy. He even said Obama's a nice guy. And I'm like, oh, God, shades of McCain. What are you, nuts? He isn't a nice guy. He's trying to destroy this country. But, yeah, let's see what goodie. Well, we already know the goodie. The goodie's going to be what's his face? Jeb Bush. That's who's going to be the pick for the Republicans.
You're kidding,
no,
right?
No.
But yeah, I thought
my prediction is going to be Jeb Bush. One, he's married to a Colombian.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a two. He supports this immigration bill, and he thinks that the Republicans have to become more likable and everything. Mm. I think he's going. And I've been seeing him around all over the place, and I predict that that's who they're doing.
But I thought his mom put that to rest.
And his mom doesn't.
She came out and said, we've had enough with the Bushes or something.
Yeah, she did. But, you know, who knows? She could have said that just to throw people off the scent.
I hope not.
But, and by the way, there's still no verdict in the Kermit Gosnell trial. The jury's still out on that.
Really?
Really.
You're kidding.
No. They're still out, and I have no idea why. I have no idea why.
Unbelievable.
I don't know why. I really don't know, but it's very, very disturbing. And now there's Boston College, and Cardinal Sean O'Malley is skipping the ceremony because the keynote speaker, Irish Prime Minister Enda Kenny, advocates legislation that would permit abortion. So he said, I'm not going.
Good for him.
I know. Good for him. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
He said that he asked Catholic institutions not to honor officials who promote it. And Boston College hasn't withdrawn its invitation. And he won't attend. He said, forget it. So, you know, and a Boston College spokesman said that, oh, no, it had nothing to do with abortion. It just had to do with the ties to the school's relationship with Ireland and da-da-da-da-da. Well, why don't you pick somebody else?
Yeah.
So, you know, oh, and there is a college student at New England College that refuses to attend.
Yes.
She's attending. That's right.
Isn't she valedictorian or something?
Yeah, I think she's valedictorian, but she is very upset, and she's protesting that Kelly Ayotte is going to be the speaker. That because she doesn't and not in favor of what, gay marriage or something.
Something like that.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So okay, honey.
Yep.
So you can do that. You go ahead. That's fine. You know. But you know, if you look at her, she's got this stupid thing in her nose, and looks like it's a.
I think she was also had those things, ear things. Yeah. Where they're what do they call them?
I have no clue.
I've seen there's actually
those big circles that.
Yeah.
I
forget what it's called, but they. Put giant holes in your earlobes.
Yeah, and it's just like, why?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what's going on there. I just don't understand it. I don't, you know, so what? So what if she doesn't agree with same-sex marriage? Who cares? You know? But yet, we can't have an opinion over that. If we don't agree with that, you know, we hate homosexuals. I'm sick of it, you know? Knock it off. And in New Hampshire also, they're trying to push gambling through.
Yeah.
Casino gambling. And just why don't they ask the states, New Jersey and Connecticut, and see how good that turned out for them.
Yeah, that would be...
It wouldn't be a good idea. It would not be a good idea. Because I really think that what will happen is crime will go up. I mean, law enforcement.
Well, is it only in Salem, New Hampshire?
It is, but you know darn well.
At the former horse track?
I think so, but you know what?
Well, you know, the only thing that worries me about that is if they do that and they deem it successful, then, you know, there's a former dog track in Hinsdale, which isn't too far from here.
I know.
And, you know, on the other...
Yeah, to hit both border. Sides because you can get people from Vermont. Yeah. See, I don't like that idea. That's why I am completely against the gambling. Completely against it.
Yeah, so. And then put one up in the middle of the White Mountains to get all the tourist people.
Yep.
Yeah, turn one of those nice grand hotels into a casino.
Yeah, boom, boom, boom. There you go.
There you go. And you get all the main people up there.
Oh, it's sort of like a triangle.
Oh, and then you got to put one a little further up and bring the Canadians in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Yeah.
We'll become the gambling mecca of New England.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and by the way, Bobby Jindal was in New Hampshire and Manchester on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And he was at the Republican fundraiser. And it was nice to see him up here. You know, he's supposedly considered one of the...
I'm sorry, I know.
You don't like
anything.
Him, but I like him. I like him.
He's weird.
No, he's not.
He's weird. He's a weird
Wasn't
guy.
Wasn't he an engineer?
I don't know.
I think he was an engineer.
I don't know.
So, guess what?
He's weird.
No.
Yes, he is.
I don't think he's weird.
Yeah.
Why?
Yes.
Why? I
don't know. There's just something weird about
him. I like him.
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. He's weird.
God, I think he's such a sweet guy, too. I really do. I don't know.
Nice.
I like him.
We don't need sweet guys.
Well,
we need
he's
guys
tough.
That are
no, he's
stand
tough.
Up. Really?
Come on. Yeah, you know what's amazing is that he was... He went to Brown University. He went to school up in Rhode Island.
Isn't that a women's college?
It is not. No. Brown University can be... It's sort of like Columbia, in which it's Communist Central.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know, it's like...
What's the one that's up there that's... What? I mean, none of them are women's colleges anymore, but there was one up there.
Wellesley?
Well, maybe it was Wellesley I was thinking of.
Yeah, no.
It used to be a
this
women's college.
This is Brown University. Wellesley's in... What the hell is it? Massachusetts, hello.
Okay.
But leave the poor thing alone. No, leave Bobby Jindal. I like him. I think he's...
Okay.
No. I don't know. He. You know something? We could do worse.
Not much.
Oh, we could do worse. You think he's strange. I don't think he's strange. I mean, he's American.
Yeah, he's American.
He's another young one. He's 41 years old.
Yeah.
You know.
Didn't he do an exorcism or something when he was in college or something weird?
I think it was some stupid thing for
a fraternity.
Fraternity.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
I don't know.
I mean, come on. I mean, you know, it's just, you know, I mean, of course, you didn't really. You didn't really do anything in college except sit and...
Yeah, well... I'm sorry,
beer.
But fraternities
drink
weren't
beer.
Very big at the time. They started to get big after that, but...
Well, you see, you went to the... You
it
went
was
to
the
a,
70s,
you
man.
Went to the, you went to a... Are you kidding me?
They started getting...
Baloney. When
they
I was
started
at Syracuse,
getting,
they were big.
They were starting to get big again after Animal House came out.
No, well, they were big when I was in school. No, they were big.
Yeah, only the...
I mean, we had...
Only the hoity-toity people
oh,
joined fraternities, man.
Yeah. Oh, please. I mean, let me tell you something. There was the Animal House. I mean, one time I was on the bus. And coming in, because I live on North Campus, and they had buses that, you know, ran and it pulls up to... Right in front of one of the frats, and it's 7:30 in the morning, and there's a guy sitting out there with a beer in his hand. It was Sammy.
Sammy?
Sigma Alpha Mu, right? And they were known as the Animal House
okay.
frat. Yeah. I mean, it was just like, you know, even before Animal House came out, they were an Animal House frat, and that's their reputation. I mean, 7:30 in the morning, a kid sitting out there on the front porch with a beer in his hand. You know, feet up on the railing, just watching the world go by, you know, while the rest of us are going to, you know.
We didn't have, well, I'm sure there was an Animal House somewhere, but we had Killinger Hall, which wasn't a fraternity, but it's where all the sports jocks stayed at Killinger Hall. And they had a proud tradition that every time...
what?
Every time they're, well, when the first... snowstorm came, they would go out and build a giant snow penis in front of them all. And that's what they were known for.
Okay.
And the school let them have it there.
Okay, why not? Why not?
Yep.
Okay, I know why you don't like Bobby Jindal.
Why?
He's very intelligent.
Okay, that's why I don't like him. I love it.
He's very... No, seriously.
I love
it. He is very, very intelligent. A man has a... While in high school, he competed in tennis tournaments and started a computer newsletter, a retail candy business, and a mail order software company in high school.
Okay, you don't find all that a bit of weird.
Well, you don't like him, I told you. He was one of 50 students nationwide admitted to the program in liberal medical education at Brown University, guaranteeing him a place in medical school. He completed majors in biology and public policy. Graduated in 91 at the age of 20 with honors in both majors. He applied to and accepted by both Harvard Medical School and Yale Law School.
So he's a doctor?
No. But studied at New
All
College.
That, and he doesn't
Wait
become
a
doctor?
No. I know. But he studied, he went to New College, Oxford as a Rhodes Scholar.
Okay.
And he received a degree in political science and emphasis in health policy from the University of Oxford in 94, mm-hmm. when the subject of his thesis was a needs-based approach to health care. He turned down an offer to study for a doctor of a doctorate in politics, instead joining a consulting firm, McKinney & Company. So...
Not only is he weird, but he's a loser, too.
He's not! Oh, my God.
All these things that he could have done, had it all sewn up, and he didn't do them. But he made a candy company when he was in high school. Oh, and, of course, he also did some exorcisms while he was at Brown.
You know, I like him. So anyway, he was... Okay, my point was...
Yeah.
So he was here on Friday at a fundraiser.
Okay.
And he hasn't been giving... And he actually said anybody who's thinking about 2016 needs to have their head examined.
Okay. He's okay in my book now.
And he said he's not being coy, just pragmatic.
Of course, until he announces he's running.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. I like him. He's very intelligent. I think he's I don't know. We have some good people in the party, unfortunately, in the
Where?
Republican Party. They are being sat on by the elites. So there you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Third party!
Yeah, probably. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. So other than that, things are absolutely wonderful up in New Hampshire. Spring has actually sprung. And we have some beautiful, beautiful weather here mm-hmm. over the past week. And we finally got some rain, so everything just greened up and sprouted all over the place.
It is green. There is a glow of green.
Yeah, now it's green.
In New Hampshire.
And for all of you stuck up in the UP, my sympathies.
It was snowing there yesterday.
My deepest sympathies.
It was snowing yet again.
Seriously, if that had been me, I mean, I would be dangling from
the... From January until, I guess yesterday, they have had over 314 inches of snow.
That's not good.
And,
that is not good.
Well, the problem was, last week it got up in the 70s.
Ah.
So, you know what happened to that snow.
Flooding.
Yeah, the streets literally became rivers.
Oh my gosh, that's horrible. That's horrible. So, this week's folks, here we go. This is the end. I'm just teasing.
Isn't that the name of a song?
This is the end of the world. Okay, I can't sing. I can't sing.
As we know it.
So, this is it. I'm giving it up. I'm throwing it, throwing in the towel.
For what?
I don't know, Cologne. I'm telling you, I'm still reeling from that damn nightmare I had last night. I woke up cold and clammy. I mean, you know, Joe Biden, President of the United States. God. Oh, my God. You want to talk about seeing me hang from the rafters in the family room? I was just like, oh. And I woke up, you know, you ever wake up from a bad dream and you're like, that's what it was last night. I was like, okay, no, that's not what it was. Okay, where am I? Okay, I'm in bed. What year is this? Okay, 2013. Okay, all right. You know something? I think it was the first time in my life that I was actually relieved Obama was president.
Wow.
I said, okay, Obama's president. Now, okay, fine.
Now we know the way to make you a believer.
I was just like, okay, no, Obama's still president. Oh, God, it's not Biden. Oh, my God. I mean, geez, the man is just like, oh, I swear, if I ever have something like that again, oh, you know, ever hear of people dying because of a dream, you know, one of those, that'll probably do it. I have another dream like that. It's probably going to do it. Probably going to kill me.
Oh,
okay, all right.
Well,
get my bearings here, folks. All right, it's time to close down.
It's been over a little over an hour, yeah. And the sun is shining.
Sun is shining, and I have to go mow a lawn. Because I got Gimpy here who can't even move, who screwed up his back, and since Thursday,
yeah,
has been walking around like Herman
Real
Munster.
Real fun.
Yeah, you know, like,
yeah. Yeah, and we got a gimpy dog.
Gimpy
too.
Dog, my poor puppy.
Walking around on three legs.
Yeah, poor
He's
baby.
He's getting to go visit his favorite place, the vet.
But I have to knock him out in order to do all this stuff to that poor thing.
But we don't know what's going on there. Of course, he's been favoring his right rear leg, and then what did he do yesterday? He came in the house from being outside and proceeded to get the rips. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, yeah. and now he's basically walking on three legs.
Yeah, he is. It's horrible. Poor little thing.
I think he re-injured whatever he already injured.
Ah, poor little thing. Okay, folks, so listen.
I think we should start up the grill. I think we should fire up the gas grill. I saw you had some...
I got a London broil. Sure.
London broil there. We could do that.
I'll do that.
There we go. Well, I could do that. You can sit there.
You can sit. That's good. You sit. Yeah. You can have fun. Yeah.
Watch you mow the lawn.
That's funny. Funny. Okay.
Nice brew in one hand. Okay. Tongs in the other.
Okay, fine. Okie dokie. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, folks, listen, that's it for this edition of Political QRM. A big thank you to all of the men and women that are serving this country here and overseas. You are not forgotten, please. Remember that. And hopefully we will see what happens this next week with everything that's going on in the world. Until then, stay safe and God bless America.
Samson, speak. Good boy.